Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Peon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Peon.
And I'm Cowboy Tyler.
And we're kicking off. Or ending off this week with a bang. We're doing a rant today. We're gonna hop right into it. No holds bar.
Oh.
So today, I was doing some rowing at the little gym inside our apartment complex. So they have a rowing machine in there. They have a bunch of cardio. I'm just doing my thing, doing some interrupted intervals, or not interrupted, just interval training. You know, a minute of rest, a minute of work, a hard work. You know, just like that.
Back and forth.
Exactly.
Got it.
So, as I'm going,
Yeehaw,
Tyler is seriously just, we need to get you some boots, though.
I know.
Do you want to wear, I have some really sweet, like, cowboy-style, like, loafers.
It would look like that with my...
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to throw those on.
I got accused of being gay once, wearing them.
But, well, I'll have to check them out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm doing my little rowing intervals, and we have a new leasing person at our apartment complex. Really sweet lady. And she's giving a tour of the area. And she walks in, and she's giving, you know, like, oh, here we have some free weights. And then she points right at the ellipticals, and here we have some stair climbers. I was like, dear Lord, have I been away from people who have not been in the gym for that long? To not realize, like, and this for this thought pattern, like, me and you as a trainer... As trainers, not as a single trainer, even though when our powers combine, we do become the Megazord. We have been so separated from not working out, right? I mean,
yeah.
We are not the generic couch potato, right? We don't just not. I mean, we know the name of every single machine in the gym, pretty much any exercise you could throw out there, right?
Yeah, it's how we're not in... The target market, per se.
I not even that. I mean, we just don't, like, we don't know what people see. It's like, if I were going to a cosmetics store, like, counter, I have no clue what the hell there was, right?
Yeah, same thing.
And so, I was like, okay, one, this woman should probably get educated on what she's being toured. But two, as trainers, like, how can we refix our focus, you know? And because this doesn't happen, I mean, this happens a lot. Like, every single... every single person trainer I see working with clients, like, they're so far removed from where their clients are, right? Like, you and I are both fat kids,
so
we know where people are coming from, but it's been a while since I felt like I was severely overweight, and so, what are your thoughts? Give me some feedback.
It is extremely interesting how... Well, the tour case, I think that's funny, just in a concept of I've done my share of selling, and the very first thing you're taught while selling something is to know your product, and I understand that her product is apartments,
right.
But within that apartment is...
Other stuff.
Other things, so it's not like, it'd be as if she was to walk into this, our apartment, and be like, here is your eighth closet, when really there's only four of them in here.
Right.
You know, like, you don't, it's part of the... apartment building is this, or just be like, here's some equipment you can use,
right?
When in doubt, don't specify.
Right, absolutely. Like, yeah, here we have some cardio, you know, for you. Like, a stair climber,
but I almost feel like even saying cardio, she might not even know that concept, I would just be like, here's equipment to use,
right? Yeah, we have a, you know, full gym, and just don't even mention
just
it.
Walk by,
right? But I mean, that spurred me into, like, okay, what are things that personal trainers do that are just dumb to people they're working with, like, so it looks like they're dumb, right? And then what are the things that are actually dumb? Like, where is that line between actually dumb and just appears to be dumb from the outside, you know? Because there are a lot, like, we've talked about this, there are a lot of bad personal trainers.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, we get a bad rap for selling acai berry, power boost, muscle force, you know, lose fat in 20 seconds, you know, this is how I got shredded in 4 weeks. I mean, you've seen those commercials,
yeah.
Right? Like, how do we, and so we're saturated with that. So where's the line? Like, how do we define that?
Well, the first thing that popped into mind is my favorite thing to do, because I usually time my cardio to be around the beginning of an hour.
Okay.
Because, you know, I work out, here's my schedule. I work out starting at 7, and about 8 o'clock I get on my cardio. So 8 o'clock I see trainers meeting up with their clients and starting, and so for a half hour, I get to just watch, basically, while running and whatnot. So the thing that's the most entertaining about trainers is that a lot of them, I would say, are not confident.
Oh, absolutely.
And so in that, they overcompensate and try and make you, the client, believe that they're the smartest person in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, spitting out like, oh, we're working your adductor longus right now, as opposed to your adductor, brevis.
And it's the same concept that when you go to the doctors and they're like, oh, you're blah, 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 connect, and you're da, da, have a da. It's like, really? All it is you broke your arm.
Right. And yeah. Like, exactly. There's not a big mystery.
Yeah, it's not. And I know that Keon makes fun of me for this often, is that often I see personal trainers say things in 20 words that could be said in 3.
Right.
And made more sense in 3.
Yeah. Well, I agree 20 words isn't probably what we need, but 10 words is usually what I shoot for. 3, I can't buy, because 3 is like, you are hurt.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, no. But, you know, like, in that kind of thing where so often the personal trainers overstate what they're doing, and it just goes over everybody's head. And I mean, there's times that I'm listening to people and I go, I have no idea what they're talking about right now.
Right.
And I wonder if they know what they're talking about.
This is my least favorite trainer I've ever had the misfortune of working with. Was at the last gym down in LA I worked at, and we were just having I was having a conversation with this girl about, and she was an exercise person. She was studying it over in Florida, and he overhears us because we're talking about core stability and all that, and he comes in and gets into the conversation. He just is a big, like, not a bigot, but he's just kind of full of himself, and the conversation always has to come up, like, circle around him.
Okay.
We're talking about Pilates because I was finishing up my Pilates certification, all this stuff, and so he just points to the girl, you have bad shoulders. You're rounding your shoulders. Keon, what muscles does she need to work on? I'm like, who the hell cares? I'm like, she needs to work on her rhomboids and her traps. He's like, yeah. It's like, you know what? Like, who really cares about, like, that?
Spitting out the knowledge.
Exactly. It's
right,
like,
then
you and I, like, him and I need to know that she needs to work on her rhomboids and her traps. And, you know, her rotator cuff, her serratus, you know, blah, blah, blah. All these things. We know what she needs to work on. They, on the other hand, they don't need to. They don't, I mean, like, all it is gonna, it's gonna confuse them and like, stunt their results almost,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, my favorite way of just telling people is, people know body parts,
right.
Shoulders, back, chest,
right.
Abs, lower back. And then I'll say, okay, this exercise is going to work your chest. With that, it's going to lift your chest up.
Right.
Make it so that it's not saggy.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. Or it's working the inside chest muscles, and I'll give them a direction. They don't need to know the 8 different names that correlate with that area.
No, exactly.
And that's where I get the most frustrated, when I'm watching personal trainers just spit out encyclopedia knowledge. And don't get me wrong, you have the knowledge, use it, but you have to know your target.
And here's on the flip side of that, because, yeah, encyclopedia of knowledge. And then there's the people who don't have any knowledge whatsoever. But, like, again, like, I know I'm telling a lot of stories, but I have a good one. This guy's on the Swiss ball, the big exercise balls, right? He lifts up one of his legs. This is what he's showing a client, what he wants them to do, right? Has, like,
He's not standing on the
Swiss. No.
Okay,
he's so sitting on it, lying back, like he's going to do a crunch.
Okay.
Grabs a 35, 40-pound weight, holding it above his body. So he's
balancing. So it looks like he's doing a chest press.
Right.
With one arm.
And the opposite, and the same foot is off the ground, right?
Okay.
And he starts doing, like, these weird, like, crunches, and then he's, like, rolling around. I'm like, what the hell is that working? Why, what good is that doing to that person? And then he hands the person the weight, and she can barely hold it. So he hands her, like, a 10-pounder. Like, oh, haha, this is how weak you are. Like, really, dude? Like, that is the stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah, because here's a little inside the world of personal training. They, and when I say they, I just say Society of Personal Trainers. If it's Ace, Scott's, you pick up a...
Who's?
Scott?
Stott.
Stott. I always say Scott's.
Or NASM.
Stott's or NASM. They give you pictures and lists of exercises to do. In all honesty, the very first time you work out with somebody, there's roughly at most 30. I would say that there's probably 30 core ones that you should do.
Because I was going to say there's probably 2,000 exercises.
Oh, yeah, there's 2,000 exercises you could do.
Right.
But average person, right off the bat, their very first time doing a workout,
right,
there's roughly about 30, at most, I'll say 50 to choose from.
I choose 5. There are 5 exercises I will start someone off with.
Oh, I was being very, very lenient with my 50 to 30.
And then from there, you have the forks. You know, it's like, how do they do on the lunge? Poorly. All right, we go there. How do they do on lunch? Great. All right, now we get to go together. And it's like, yeah.
And everybody has their per body part, their favorite exercise. Every personal trainer has it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one that they like the most for their chest, for their arms, for their legs, for their quads, you know, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite is watching personal trainers, like you just said, do exercises that no reason why this person should be doing.
No. No.
My favorite is watching this happened today. A personal trainer was teaching at the minimum her age was 65.
Oh wow.
She was an elderly woman.
Okay.
Not to be, you know, she was of an Asian descent.
Okay.
Was very petite and whatnot. Would you try and teach her how to deadlift?
Depends on how long I've been working. Like, all these things, the first time, hell no. Screw that.
In the month that I've been at the gym, I've never seen this personal trainer or this woman before.
Okay.
I visually felt that it was within the first week of them working out.
I might teach her the Romanian deadlift, like, as an opening with maybe, like, 10 pounds.
How about 45s on the side?
Are you serious?
Well, I was more in shock, so I think he was showing her with the 45s on the side. And then was going to change them out, which I really don't understand
that, makes no
that
sense.
Logic. But just like your story of the guy had a 35 in his hand and then had to give the girl a 10.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I always find it entertaining because when I show people exercises, I always grab whatever weight I feel they're going to be. Because A, I then can do perfect form because I can lift more than the person.
Right.
And then 2, it's less time having to go change things around.
And then 2, like 3, if you can't do it. Like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
oh, this is a little heavy, actually. Let's change the weights out.
You can make that, okay, I can do this easy. It should be semi-difficult for them.
Right. And then, I mean, but then, again, there comes around when it looks like a trainer's doing something terrible when they're doing something fantastic. For example, I'm going to use me as an example because I'm very conceited. I was teaching one of my clients how to do power cleans. You know, and if you're not familiar with the power clean, we'll put it on the site. I'll write that down. A power clean, it's like a deadlift combined with a bicep curl, pretty much.
Okay.
It's an explosive thing. And I'm sure people are like, why the hell is he teaching that woman? Like, petite, you know, small, like 5'2", and she was a weight loss client, you know? Mm-hmm. And the reason I was teaching her that is because she was aggressive that day. She's like, I want to do something that's going to, like, get my aggression out. And so I was like, all right, we're going to do cleans. Like, that always gets my aggression out. So you have to, like, pound through that movement. So, we had just done some boxing, like, you know, and my boxing repertoire is smaller than Tyler's. So I feel comfortable only in a certain range, and I didn't want to take her beyond that range. So I'm sure that was, like, people stared at me, like, are you serious? Like, you're a dumb trainer who's going to hurt someone.
Or, okay, that's a good story. Let's take it the opposite way.
Okay.
I am working out with a guy that has little to no upper body strength, but is approximately 6'8", 275.
Okay.
Huge guy.
Looks like he should be able to
lift me up and throw me across the room.
Get some Hulkamania going
on. When I put him at the bench press, 25's on the side. Because he can't do the set.
Right.
But it looks weird. Like, right. I mean, I can even be like, this looks awkward.
Right.
Because I can knock out the 25s pretty easy. But with him, it's a little bit more difficult of a process. So, I could totally think, like, somebody walking by being like, really? Like, this personal trainer is making him do this? Like,
right, exactly.
Why wouldn't he have 3 45s on each side? Right. And
be grunting out a storm.
So, that kind of stuff is always interesting. Like, to do the opposite of, shouldn't they be doing more intense stuff? And there's always a medical or a physical ability
like
that isn't.
My buddy Ben, he was trying to lose some weight before his wedding. And so he was training with a trainer friend I have in Oregon. And his goal was to lose weight. So she had him doing burnout sets a lot, right? So he had like rubber, like the flex bands and like 10 pounds. And that's all the weight he ever touched. It's like for weight loss for him, he's really tall and was kind of big. And he's like trimmed down a lot. But I mean, it's probably the same look as your client.
It just,
you know, it's like,
you look odd. It just looks odd.
Right. It's not. Doesn't look right. So, I it's just one of those things, like, it always is amazing if you take a step back and look into your own, like, life. Like, what am I doing that might look crazy to other people? You know? Like, CrossFit. I don't know how you feel about CrossFit. We've never had this conversation. I can't stand it. I think the workouts are
silly.
Well,
let's first describe what CrossFit is to people that might not know what it is.
It is a style of training that's been trademarked, and what it is they take,
which I find entertaining that they trademarked an idea.
Yeah, they do timed workouts typically, or pyramid style workouts. So they'll take 3 or 4 big movements.
How would they? Okay, we're gonna go legal real fast for time. Okay, continue with your description, then I have a question.
Okay, and so you'll take like a power snatch and a pull up, and you'll go for 10 minutes trying to get as many power snatches and pull-ups in as possible in 10 minutes. And then that's your workout for the day. Or you'll do, like, BJ Penn trained with them. This is the only thing I like out of them. They do it in rounds sometimes. I like that idea of you train in rounds.
And that'd be good if you're BJ Penn, who is a mixed martial arts fighter.
Right. And, I mean, I've taken the idea into my boot camp classes.
Oh,
you know, we'll,
sense.
Like, do 5 minutes, rest, you know, and then hold a plank for a minute, and then do 5 minutes of hard work and do rest for a minute. And the reason I don't like it is it's not based in periodization or science. Like, there's no specific reasoning for the workouts, and they tend to cause that rounded shoulders, that kyphosis in a lot of their clients. So that's usually why I don't like them. But I mean, if you love it, great, go have fun with it, but it's not my style.
My knowledge, well, here, to go back to what I was going to get at for 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
How could you trademark a workout?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because, let's say I trademarked a workout.
Uh-huh.
Like yesterday's boxing, 2-point. Right. That is now my trademark. Anytime somebody does that workout, it's now mine?
I think it's getting complicated, I think, now. Like, they've trademarked their style. I don't know, like, what that exactly entails. But, like, I know that there are certain baseball players who've trademarked their swing. You know, like, no other baseball player can swing like them or some crap like that. Or they've tried to, I don't
or
know.
Or, like, you can't teach it and call it that way.
Yeah.
Like, you and I couldn't go and be like, hey, we're teaching a CrossFit class.
Exactly, without being CrossFit certified.
Certified through them kind of thing. But we could call it we're doing an interval extreme challenge workout, which is roughly what they are.
Exactly. They've taken the same thing with P90X, the same thing with, you know, CrossFit. They've taken an idea that's been in the world for a long time and just put a little tweak on it and marketed it fairly well. I mean, CrossFit is everywhere. And you know what? Like, I like the... I like the idea behind it that, like, not everyone's an athlete, and so you shouldn't train like an athlete unless you want to, going for a specific event, but I don't like their method.
There are aspects of it I like and aspects that I don't like of it. As much as I enjoy the more original or traditional way of working out with weights and doing cardio and that kind of stuff, I do find it interesting because most times with the CrossFit, they have the beating of a tire with a sledgehammer.
That's not even the funny thing is, like, that's not even like a CrossFit thing. Like, they do it.
But like when I picture it, I picture that part. Like they don't always do. They do more functional.
With air quotes.
Yeah, and I use that as like a trendy word.
Functional training is not smashing things with hammers.
Yeah, I understand that.
But functional training is a squat. Functional training
but
is
doing
a lunge.
Something out, quote unquote, outside the box.
Right.
Kind of than your normal traditional thing. I kind of like that and respect that. I don't like, and it's more of, I take it personally, but I don't like the attitude of most CrossFit people.
Because that's
kind of what it comes down
to. I just went on their website. This is their, like, what is CrossFit? Our program delivers a fitness that is, by design, broad, general, and inclusive. Our specialty is not specializing. Combat, survival, many sports, and life reward this kind of fitness and, on average, punish the specialist. That is so dumb.
See,
that is so stupid to me. Like, no, and what do they mean by the specialist? Yeah, by a bench press, like a West Coast barbell guy, bench presser. Yes, that guy is not, like, he's training for a sport, like, or an event. He's training for his event. He's not training for whatever. But I guarantee that a traditional strength training program will get someone more fit, faster, and more able to compete than this.
Yeah, and it's the thing that's the most interesting is I'm one for pushing yourself, and I'm one for giving 110% at all times during a workout.
Right.
I don't get the "we're gonna do this till you throw up" mentality.
Right. Like that. I mean, that's overtraining.
Well, yeah, it's an overtraining, and it's almost like a sadomasochistic concept.
Right.
Is that the word I'm looking for?
Sadomasochism
is like when you like
that's
to be,
where you want to hurt yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, like it.
I think
it just comes across in that way where it's, why would you really want to do that?
Yeah, it does
when
not...
you could do this, this, and this. That's not so much easier, but not as quote painful.
Right. I mean, and the thing is, like, I think with a lot of people who like this style of working out, is it looks cool. You know, it's like edgy. You know, all we have is a barbell and a tire and a sledgehammer. You know, it's like
two men will battle for one giant nothing.
You think there's no solution? You are so stupid.
But yeah, it's CrossFit. I would say if you did like once a week, fine. Cool.
Right. I mean, just
like
don't
I do it as a class.
Don't base your training off it. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Because they don't take into account, like, joint stabilizer. It's just so many things they leave out. It's not even funny. Okay. I think that should wrap this up.
That should. Go to truefitnessacademy.com. Go to Facebook. Join our Facebook page. That's a good way to remind you to check out our stuff. And we have some other things that Keon got excited about.
We're going to be revamping the site over the next week or so. So just stay tuned for that. There'll be some good remodels there.
Some visuals. That are going to be more appealing.
Exactly.
And maybe easier to find information.
Exactly. We're going to do a refacing of the site. So that should be good. Sign up for the newsletter. This is the last day to sign up and still receive our holiday playbook. So do that or don't get it, I guess.
And also a benefit of joining the newsletter is you get to join our Ning website.
Yep.
And which make me be your friend.
Yep.
Ask me to be your friend. I'll talk to you.
Yep. Ning is, if you don't know what it is, just join the newsletter and you will soon find out.
It's our private Facebook, basically.
Pretty much. Call us out, T-Dog.
I'm going to leave you with probably one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Buzz Lightyear Blast.
Have a great weekend and go do something that I would do. Peace. I'm a man with his pickup girls. I'm a nice one.
No.